This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Wednesday, September 17th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Daly. Here's today's headlines. Bay Delta plan delayed. Farm-to-school grants celebrated. Tariff critics claim concessions. And concerns over U.S.-China trade talks. Water Board regroups on Bay Delta plan. State Water Board set to host a two-day workshop next week to take public feedback on its proposed update to the Bay Delta plan. Staff have incorporated the voluntary agreements pathway as an alternative to the standard approach, which relies solely on curtailing diversions to protect fish species. They would use the feedback to revise the proposal as needed and finalize it for board adoption, likely later this year. Yet on yesterday, the board announced it was canceling the workshop and would reschedule it later. It assured stakeholders the plan is one of its top priorities and that the regulator is, quote, working expeditiously to complete the update. Staff hope to recirculate a revised report along with an environmental assessment in December and announce new dates for the upcoming workshop then. It is the second time staff have rescheduled the hearing after realizing the initial date landed on California's Native American Day. Northern California tribes have been staunch opponents of the voluntary agreements. But the Golden State Salmon Association tied the cancellation to the legislature rejection of the governor's push to expedite the update. The administration pitched a trailer bill to exempt the update from cumbersome requirements under the California Environmental Quality Act. Lawmakers did not take up the proposal before the session ended last weekend. Barry Nelson, the association's senior policy advisor, cited the, quote, ongoing collapse of salmon runs and called the trailer bill and the delayed hearing, quote, a spectacular and inexcusable example of the Newsom administration fiddling while Rome burns. Farm-to-school program exceeds goals. A new report shows California's farm-to-school incubator grant program has surpassed its market access and climate goals while broadening its reach across the state. Since 2021, the state has invested $86.8 million to connect students with locally grown food and support small and mid-sized farmers. The report finds that last year, all of the funding went to small and mid-sized or socially disadvantaged producers, surpassing the targets of 25% in 2022, 40% in 2024. Also shows that 71% of funding supported producers using climate-smart agricultural practices, up from 53% in 2022. More than half of the producers were certified organic or transitioning to it. Beth Katz, executive director of the Food Insight Group and co-author on the evaluation, called the grants, quote, key to improving school meal quality and the resilience of the local food system. Katz said it completes the state's universal school meals program, quoted, at a time when the federal government is cutting support for nutrition and local food programs. First partner Jennifer Siebel Newsom said she feels the impact immediately when she walks into a cafeteria and sees, quote, kids enjoying food grown by California farmers. She lauded the program for investing in regenerative agriculture practices. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this.
When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders. Tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Rabo AgriFinance.
Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. House GOP punts future tariff votes again in the face of pushback. President Donald Trump's trade policy has survived another challenge on Capitol Hill, but this time Republican tariff critics say they've secured some concessions. The House voted yesterday to block any votes on challenges to the Trump administration tariffs until at least March of next year. But the GOP leadership had to keep the vote open for more than 30 minutes while they cajoled several GOP holdouts. Nebraska Representative Don Bacon and Representatives Jay Obernolte and Tom McClintock of California eventually switched their no votes to ensure the rule's passage. The language was included in the floor vote for a D.C. crime bill. A staffer for McClintock's office told AgriPulse he switched his vote after receiving assurances from House Speaker Mike Johnson that he would bring another rule to the floor this week, shorten the extension until January 31. Bacon said the language to address their concerns could be added to a rule vote scheduled for today. GOP leadership also agreed to set up a GOP tariff working group. Bacon said he expects to sit on the panel, which will also look at Congress' role in tariff policymaking. Now take note. The votes yesterday, the second in as many days in which the House Republicans have narrowly blocked Democrat efforts to end the tariffs. Monday, the House nixed a push to end the tariffs on Brazil in a 200-198 vote. Sluggish China talks weigh on U.S. ag sector. U.S. and Chinese officials left meetings in Madrid this week without advancing talks on the high cross-border tariffs on each other's exports, that dashing hopes from U.S. ag for a trade relief. We are, quote, deeply disappointed that ag didn't seem to make the discussions. That the word of Tim Lust, CEO of the National Sorghum Producers, speaking to AgriPulse. He said, we realize that the China-U.S. relationship's complex, but sorghum farmers need markets. U.S. sellers had no outstanding Chinese bookings for sorghum, soybeans, corn, or wheat at the beginning of the month, as Chinese buyers have been avoiding U.S. commodities. Lust says he's hoping the two sides reach a deal soon to kickstart sales. Many of the commodities set for harvest in the coming weeks. Lust said we're at a critical time, adding that the solution is a huge concern for growers. You can read more on China's lackluster ag purchases in this week's newsletter. Here's today's final word. The nursery business is often at the tip of the economic spear, as landscaping and plants for your home or office are almost entirely discretionary expenses. That's Michael Frenz, president of France Wholesale Nursery Company, LLC in Hickman, testifying to the House Agriculture Committee on labor and trade uncertainty hitting specialty crop growers. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Wednesday, September 17th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Alley.